It's Beamaz and Beamer, News Radio 930 WBEN.
Yes, it is. Beamaz and Beamer, welcome in. Brian Mazurowski alongside my good friend Joe Beamer here on WBEN. How's it going, Joe?
Hey, a full week together?
Yeah, we'll see. We will see, Joe. We'll see. But no, I'm glad to see there's people back around here.
So I've noticed that.
The holiday week is over.
Yes.
Which was last week. Basically, kind of felt like it. And now we're right back at it. We're in the groove of summer.
We're in the groove of summer. People will come back to work for, you know, that post-holiday work week. Then a lot of people will go back on vacation, right? And then in and out of the office until the Tuesday after Labor Day.
So, yeah, Taste of Buffalo this weekend. I'll be going to one of the days at Cobblestone this weekend.
Yes.
So it's the full, like, summer. I have to do a better job of getting my calendar ready, I've noticed this weekend, because there are things that the Canal Fest race.
Yes.
Which I was texting you about last week, looking at what I should sign up for one of these races so that I keep running.
Right.
Just to make sure I can do a race when the time comes to it. And I was thinking Canal Fest race, all right, I'm going to sign up for it. It's a good thing I didn't, because then I'm looking back. It's hang on, wait a second. I have some other plan that day that's happening.
Oh, yeah.
I have to go somewhere. I got to do a better job of putting things in my calendar, because stuff's popping up every day.
I am excited for the 50-yard finish, though, that we also talked about.
Oh, yeah. I forgot to say, do you want to do it?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, because I'm actually not going to Tech that weekend, so it will be a good weekend to get a run in before the Bills' home opener. Also, this week, Brian, sorry, I almost called you David. Brian, this week, Old Home Days opens up tomorrow in the Village of Williamsville, another summer favorite for many out there.
That's this week.
That's this week, yeah. That so midweek festival.
The midweek festival, which is just hilarious. But it works for them every single time. Midweek festival, no weekends needed.
It'll kick off my vacation, right after this show on Friday, heading to North Carolina for a week. So I'm kind of already in vacation mode, which is probably not a good thing to say on a Monday morning.
Yeah. Got a long week ahead of us, I guess. But no, thanks for being with us. 803-0930 if you want to join us this morning on anything you hear here. This is one of the things I saw over the weekend that I just had to, I'm unplugged, a lot of times, especially when you have a longer weekend
and you're doing it.
But every once in a while, something will still catch your eye, and you just have to, it was just, Joe, I tweeted out this article over the weekend, and I said, this is the most preposterous headline I've read, and that's saying a lot, but it really is, that I've read in forever. It's from CNN, CNN Business, the article titled, "Nobody likes self-checkout. Here's why it's everywhere." Which, within the title itself, already contradicts itself. Because if nobody liked it, it would not be everywhere.
Right, exactly.
To answer the question of the headline. But nobody likes self-checkout. And then I was thumbing through a little bit, because that just immediately, right? Wrong.
Right.
That's false.
And isn't it funny when you read something that you know is wrong? I need to see how they came up to this conclusion.
They're kind of looking at this, and it looks at a survey from last year of 1,000 people. So nobody, we're basing this off of 1,000 people. So 1,000. So percentages, I like this because you can pretty easily, 1,000, nice round number.
Yes.
So I can tell, you can say, whatever percent. And I can say, no. You don't need to tell me a percentage. You talk to 1,000 people. I can tell exactly how many people that is. So 670 people say they'd experienced a failure at a self-checkout lane before. Now, that doesn't surprise me at all.
No.
I think everyone's experienced some sort of, please place the bag back on the, take the item off the whatever,
right.
Blah, blah, blah.
And you're calling that a failure?
You're sitting there. It happens every once in a while.
Right.
It doesn't happen all the time.
No.
But it does happen every once in a while. And then it kept on going to say that the machines are often expensive to install. Stores incur higher losses, more shoplifting at self-checkouts than traditional checkout lanes, obviously.
Right.
But despite the headaches, it says, self-checkout is growing. 29% of transactions at food retailers in 2020 were processed through a self-checkout, up from 23% the year prior. I would imagine that's only grown since, but I am surprised it's that low.
I have a problem with that number. Yes. I mean, you go to the grocery store, especially during the day when people are really going in for that one or two items, you don't see many human-run registers open, number one. And number two, many people at those registers. You know, Wegmans has, what is it, three or four rows of self-checkout now, and there's still always a line at the self-checkout. So from and I'm not, this is obviously not scientific, Brian, but from the naked eye survey, it looks like people are, in fact, using the self-checkouts, more than 29%.
They talked to, in this article, Adrian Beck, a professor at the University of Leicester in the UK. You know, don't know why they couldn't find someone here. But he studies retail losses. He said, he's quoted in this article and saying, consumers are not very good at scanning reliably. Why should they be? They're not trained. I say, on the contrary, I think I'm very good at taking a barcode and scanning it.
Yes.
It's pretty easy. And you know, to say, well, they shouldn't be, they're not trained. Well, I think it goes to show that you don't need that much training.
No.
To be able to go, boop.
No, and now boop. I go to Wegmans, I can do that on my phone.
Boop. I do it all the time. Boop. And then when it doesn't go, boop, then I know to find it somewhere else.
Yeah.
Boop. And then I do it. I place it on the big scale.
Right. And if there's no barcode, I press the button that says, you know, hey, somewhere else. And then there's pictures, nice fancy pictures to lead me to the item.
So I know people go back and forth. I hate to judge, too. But I want to hear from people on this, 803-0930, of where you stand now with the self-checkout. And if this really is, as I believe, the most preposterous headline ever, say nobody likes self-checkout. Because, Joe, like you were saying, I always see people at the self-checkout.
Yes.
And look, I'm not trying to judge. But I have noticed over the past several years, I have seen an older, just by the looks of it, I'm not checking ID.
Right, right.
It appears as though the age range has expanded at the self-checkout, where it used to be mostly younger people,
right,
maybe at first. And now it's everybody going to the self-checkout.
Yeah, exactly.
Older people who were more comfortable maybe with the old school way of doing things are now going into the self-checkout. And I see it over and over again. When I go to stores, there are now maybe two lines open with cashiers, and there's nobody there because everybody's waiting for the self-checkout. They just want to do it themselves. Or what you're seeing more and more, there's more machines being placed in. So there's not a line at the self-checkout. And it is so simple to just go, especially if you're picking up only a couple of things. If you're picking up more than, I could see maybe still going into the line.
Well, if you're getting a cart full of items, you're not supposed to go to the self-checkout.
Yeah, if we're doing the big full-on grocery shopping, I will go into the line.
Which I haven't done in
years.
Put
it on the belt. Yeah, you. I know you never do that.
Day by day. This is what I need today. Boop, boop. I'm out.
Your house is empty.
Yes, exactly.
Nothing in the cupboards,
right,
or fridge.
This is what we need today. All right, now we're set for today.
Okay. It's an inefficient way to do things, but
that's what you think.
But people are becoming more comfortable. I only go if I'm buying that or beer. I'll go to the regular because someone has to check your thing anyway. You might as well just be right in front of the person's face. And that's the only time I'll use the conveyor belt. Every other time, self-checkout. And self-checkout's only gotten easier too, right? Because they will give you the price scanning gun. You don't even have to take the stuff out of the cart anymore.
Right.
If you're good about it. You go to some places, you have the thing, beep, 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 and you scan all the barcodes.
Isn't that crazy?
Right there. It is amazing. I almost exclusively now use self-checkout. So I cannot imagine that here in July of 2022, I'm reading a headline from a major outlet saying that nobody likes self-checkout. I can't imagine it. I am anticipating that everyone's going to say just about the same thing. The text board this morning, 803-0930, someone saying that self-checkout depends entirely about the amount of things purchased. Over 10 things, if you need a cart, you're not going into the self-checkout.
I like that rule.
I say that depends on the store. Wegmans or Tops, you're correct.
I know what you're going to say.
I'm at BJ's where they have the price scanning gun right there. Yep. I have a cart full of things, and I can dance around the cart basically without even lifting anything up and scan everything right in the cart. I'm still absolutely using the self-checkout. Kevin, you're on WBEN. Do you use the self-checkout? Can you imagine somebody saying right now that nobody likes it?
Hey, guys, I worked for the grocery store for 30 years. I retired. Why are they doing a self-checkout? Because ever since they went to picking up groceries for people, they don't have enough man hours. So that's why they're putting the self-check machines in to get rid of the man hours. They're paying to pick up people's groceries.
Yeah, and there's more money in that.
Yeah, well, I'm saying if they picked up people's groceries and also ran registered, they won't be able to do it. So that's why the self-checkout are there. But they're losing a lot of money because there's people stealing out of them self-checkouts. You know, if you got five things, they might scan three.
Kevin, I love the call because you bring up two points. One was one of the things a lot of people will say, right, when it comes to self-checkout. Well, I don't want to use that because it's taking somebody's job. And it is the most prime example of a robot taking a human's job.
Yes.
But there, to Kevin's point, maybe not. It's freeing up people to do other jobs.
Right.
In new ways to do things like
shop all
picking
day.
Up, bagging groceries, putting them in somebody's car as they pick it up on the way there. I mean, it's freeing up other people to do other jobs around the store, not necessarily eliminating things. And I've used this before, Joe, as a way of, and this is in the article about how, you know, losses are higher with more self-checkout, but they're not high enough. I always use this as an example of saying people generally are just good.
Yes.
Because first, it's the self-checkout, but now even more so, it's the app that you're talking about that every store has now where you scan along the way and then just scan your phone at the checkout and don't take anything. You put the thing in the bag right when you pick it up off the shelf, and you're supposed to scan it with your store. I mean, that's like the biggest example, but even just regular self-checkout, the losses are obviously not big enough to where they're not doing it. It's obviously still worth it for them. If they were losing fistfuls of dollars over and over again, they wouldn't be doing the self-checkout. Trust me.
No. Remember, a lot of these stores locally, Tops and Wegmans, for example, the stores right down the street here on Maple, were the first to really in the area have self-checkout, right? And then it went from store to store to store. If they were noticing huge losses, they would have stopped at those two stores.
That, and I always like to use that as an example of, you know, people are generally good.
Yes, I believe that.
Because people will pay for, it's almost, I mean, it's as close as you're going to get to an honor system in a store.
Yes. Well,
right
now. That, exactly.
It's basically what we're going on. And I kind of love it for that reason. It says, look, we can do this and still function as a society.
By the way, Walmart is another store that if you have a cart full of stuff, you can still go to self-checkout because they have made old cashier lines, self-checkout lines for those with bigger orders.
You get to run the conveyor belt yourself. And who hasn't always wanted to do that as a kid? Just be in charge of that conveyor belt.
I was a cashier for 6 months. I got it all out of my system.
But I love the self-checkout. I am almost exclusively going there. And it doesn't even have to, we've had this conversation before too, Joe. It doesn't even have to be like face-to-face. It's not like I'm annoyed by talking to a person, which I feel like a lot of people say, right?
Yes.
That, you know, oh, I don't want to see a person. I just don't want to talk to anybody, go right through. I'm not like that at all.
Well, that's where, yeah.
It's just, I find it more efficient. Somebody texted in saying, well, you get somebody to bag your groceries, they know what they're doing. Listen, nobody knows how to bag your groceries better than you.
That's right.
You might not want to do it. I would rather prefer to do it because I know that I'm going to bag that grocery bag the right way.
I don't know that, but if I make a mistake, at least I can just blame myself.
That's true too. You're not. But maybe people like being mad at somebody else. I don't know.
I don't want to use the word annoyed, but maybe annoyed is the word, Brian. But you know, when I'm going to the store, especially in my cases, I'm going for a quick trip, right? I want to get in and out of the store. So, yes, I. And this is coming from the guy who did 2 hours on being annoyed that people welcome you to the gym and to Five Below. So I understand where I'm coming from. But yes, I want as little conversation as possible because I just want to get in, get out, and be on with my day.
Someone says you can't find an actual person. They do still have people working the registers.
Yes.
But I'm not trying to gloat here, but an untrained individual. I've never had a cashier job. I'm in and out way faster than when I'm ever having somebody else do all the work.
By the way, the only store I know of that doesn't have any self-checkout is Aldi. Still, the cashier.
Oh, yeah. And they're good. The Aldi cashiers are trained right.
It's fast.
Boop, 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 boop. They're just throwing, because they're not bagging.
Yeah, there's no bagging.
They're just throwing in the cart. There you go. Boom. Bag it yourself.
Yeah. Give
they
me
know
your
what
cart.
They're doing.
Here's the other cart. Bye.
Kathy, 803-0930 if you want to join us, by the way. Kathy is in Williamsville. Now you're on WBEN. I'm reading here. It says nobody likes the self-checkout. That can't be right.
Well, I like it, but it's by force. I mean, I'll go. There's times I've done a week's worth of groceries at, you know, the two main, well, I'll say Wegmans and Tops, and they have like one or two cashiers, like on a Saturday sometimes. I try to go different times of the day, but we've been kind of forced into it, which I don't really mind. But what I have, it's minor, but what I have a problem with is one of the stores still, you know, if I forget my reusable bags, they'll have, they'll charge you for a bag still. And the way I look at it, you know, if you're using self-checkout, come on, give us like a 1%.
Kathy, I have to ask you. Now, when you go to the self-checkout now, they can give you paper bags here in New York State. You're supposed to say, you know, how much it is because usually they charge you 5 cents. Have you ever taken a paper bag and not paid for it?
Oh, no. I always pay for it.
Okay.
I've always paid.
I believe you.
But what kills me at the one store that's not far, you know, about a mile from it's the Tops by my house. They'll have three or four people standing around to help people. It's like, you know, maybe open up one more cash register, because especially when you have senior citizens. I mean, I'm a senior citizen now, but, you know, people in their, you know, older than myself.
I don't believe it, Kathy.
I agree with that statement, Kathy. If employers are just standing around to help with the, you know, six self-checkouts, then I can see, yeah, why doesn't at least one go open and help someone that might not feel comfortable or might just want to go through the old-fashioned cash register?
Right. No, I agree with that because, I mean, I actually was helping this lady last week. She couldn't figure it out. And, you know, so I took time for myself. There was four employees just standing there gabbing away. And then everybody's, you know, where they it comes on or something is not taking it, and, you know, and somebody has to come over and fix something. I don't know what you refer to, but they have to come over and fix it. But at one time, there was probably about seven of us that the lights were going off, and we're all just,
oh, geez.
Come on.
Well, hey, Kathy, thanks for the call. If this can't be true. Kathy likes it. CNN says nobody likes self-checkout. Here's why it's everywhere. I have to say that the title probably contradicts itself right there.
I also think they were a little loose with the 67% experiencing failures. If one of the examples of a failure is, oh, you have to take the thing off and put it back on. That's very light.
Minor inconvenience.
Yeah, exactly.
803-0930. Let us know what you think. BMAZ and Beamer on WBEN.
It's BMAZ and Beamer. Now Brian Mazurowski and Joe Beamer. News Radio 930 WBEN.
Hey, welcome back. BMAZ and Beamer here on News Radio 930 WBEN on a beautiful Monday in a beautiful summer that is 2022 in beautiful Western New York.
Do you get the feeling when you eat just carrots?
Yes.
It leaves like a pit in your stomach.
Yes.
That's like the only thing. It's like it's a distinct carrot feeling that I get.
There was an incident when I was producing David Bellavia's show, and I used to have carrots at 11 o'clock. And I left my mic on, and the
How
carrots...
How old are you? Yeah. Time for my 11 o'clock
That's
carrots.
That's right. And it brought up, and I was not able to turn my mic off in time, and it got a burp on air. And I had to explain that that was my carrot time, and I had reacted to the
carrots. It's happening to me right now. Yes. Carrots are just like leaving a, I don't know.
It's good, though. That's good gas.
Is it gas? Is it? It feels like chunks of carrots.
Oh, I think it causes a little gas.
Oh, I guess we'll find out. Hanging out here for you're with me, so you tell me. No, 803-0930 to join us as we're talking a little bit about the self-checkout. We have been, at least, for the first part of the show, because I was just amazed over the weekend when I saw the headline in CNN. Nobody likes self-checkout. Here's why it's everywhere. And I thought, nobody likes self-checkout. Really? Because I feel like that's only the exclusive thing of what I do is go to a self-checkout.
Yes.
And if they're popping up everywhere, then somebody must like them. Because if everybody hated them and there was some great revolt, well, they wouldn't be around, right?
Right.
I mean, people are using them, and they're putting up more and more. And I'm glad to see them because I love the self-checkout. I use it exclusively. I do have to go back to our last caller. We ran out of time before the break.
Kathy in Williamsville?
I asked Kathy. If, because she was mentioning paying for bags, right? And if you're like me, you always forget to bring in, even still. How many years has it been since we banned the bags? Like four or something? I still forget to bring my bags in.
Well, that's because they brought the bags back in the beginning of COVID. So.
Oh, yeah, it didn't. And then, I almost bought, by the way.
The bundle of plastic bags?
The bundle of plastic bags at Tops for $6.
But then you still would have forgotten to bring them in.
I didn't know. Here, this is funny. I didn't buy the bundle of plastic bags at Tops for $6 because I didn't see a label or barcode on it that I could scan the self-checkout.
Right, so you'd have to go to a real lane.
And I didn't. So I just didn't buy it. As we're sitting here, I guess that's one problem with the self-checkout. I would not have known how to check that out myself without some, like, can I... Is there a bags tab on the computer? I feel like not.
No. I guarantee it was just a UPC that the cashiers had on that wall next to them, and they were able to scan it.
Because I need them for the dogs in the backyard. I mean, we're makeshift dog relief bags right now. We're actually using old WBEN umbrella bags.
Oh, you still have those?
Yeah. I mean, they're old.
Yeah. I remember when they were sitting here.
We don't use them for umbrellas. We use them for the dog in the backyard. That's what we have. So I almost bought the bags. I didn't because I wouldn't know how to self-check out. But anyways, where was I? That's I almost exclusively use it, and they will ask you when you forget your bags and you have to use a paper bag, how many bags did you buy? And they didn't always do that. You were supposed to add in at some point.
You're supposed to volunteer that information.
Yeah, and there was a good couple of months where I didn't. I was getting away with some free bags.
I usually don't need bags when I go to the store. I just take everything in my hands and go back to my car.
If I get a bag now, I will say, okay, here's your nickel.
Oh, yeah, I pay if I have to.
But there was a period of time where they didn't make that painfully obvious at the self-checkout, and I would just be walking out with free bags all the time.
That's not your fault, yeah, exactly.
Yeah, trying to be honest here. Free bags, I would take them and walk out with them. I wish they came back. There is something freeing, Joe. You ever notice when you just go to a different state and you stop at like a gas station, they give you a plastic bag, and
it's
you're
beautiful.
Like, oh, this is America now.
We're back.
Thank you. Like, instead of me like juggling a handful of things walking out, it's like, I appreciate this.
This is how it's supposed to be.
There's some stores that do that here still.
Yeah.
I know. I'm not going to rat anybody out,
right.
But every time someone is like, hey, you want a bag? It's like, it's like real secret. It's like, hey, you want a bag with that? And I'll be like, yeah. And they pull out the, not a paper bag, a good plastic bag with handles where I can actually carry everything. And they bag it up, and I look at, I give them a little wink. I'm like, yeah, buddy.
The thanks. Ones that say thank you on them?
Oh, and I say, thank, no, thank you. I needed this. You will get my business again.
But, you know, if I'm not to get into, not to get more into bag talk, but let's do it. If I'm a grocery store, right, I'm looking at these places because food stores can still use the plastic bags. As someone who deals a lot with the restaurants when we get out of here, Brian, a lot of food still delivered in those plastic bags. So I guess it just
for
depends.
For food delivery, you're allowed to
yes, you are allowed
do
to.
It.
Yeah.
I got, again, not going to name any names, I got a styrofoam takeout container over the weekend.
You have just been dealing with all the good places.
I just, you know, I actually am not a big fan of the styrofoam. I gave the thumbs up to no more styrofoam because usually like the cardboard takeout containers are better.
Yes.
For keep, like wings or something like that.
Yes.
Oh, styrofoam and wings. No, thank you. The styrofoam container I got the other day, I remember getting home being like, you know, breaking the law here. This is basically like this is more illegal than a marijuana deal right now.
This is actually true.
Someone handing me a styrofoam. Someone said I'm a dog walker, use the orange newspaper bags. Here's my problem. That would be fine if I picked it up every single time, but backyard dog, like you could probably get away with that.
Yes.
You take your dog out.
Right.
And then you're picking it up immediately.
Yes.
I, you know, it's like every few days to every week.
You're doing it to clean up the backyard.
Yeah, and we clear out the mess. And I need a little bit more than just the orange bags.
Speaking of that, I'm walking my dog yesterday, and someone had left their dog's business, not in the grass, on the sidewalk. And I just... It almost ruined my entire day.
Sometimes you're more likely to see that in the winter.
Yes,
right.
Because
where
there
it's
was
like
snow
uncovered
there.
By snow or something like that. But I every now and then I see that and just my dog's very rude. When we go for walks, we'll just be walking, and just in the middle of the sidewalk, almost while walking, just go
on the sidewalk.
Yes,
wow.
And he'll do both. I mean, we'll obviously pick up if he drops one.
Yeah,
but he'll just pee on the sidewalk, just walking.
Wow,
he's a jerk.
That's impressive, though.
It's like if I did that, I'd get arrested. But no, here, you know, what? Dogs can get away with it? So it's why?
You would also get arrested if you moved over to the grass, too, though, Brian. So there.
That's true. That's true. If I did it on the fire hydrant, that's also frowned upon. But no, the whole self-checkout thing, I knew that people were more behind me. And it has to be. There's no way that it's just where I go shopping where you can see the majority of people gravitating toward the self-checkout.
Yeah, I think Nathaniel needs to go to a few more grocery stores.
That's the other problem, right? Is these things are always written by people who just don't. This guy probably gets his
stuff delivered.
Yeah,
yeah.
He's never at the checkout. Bobby in Tonawanda, what's going on?
Brian, you said you don't pick up your dog mess for maybe about a week.
Sometimes it depends, but in the backyard, yeah. Not. I just want to make it clear.
He does clean up when they're walking.
Yes, on the walk. It's not like I wait a week and go back and see if it's still there. That gets picked up immediately.
Okay, but what I wanted to say, you live in North Buffalo?
No, North Tonawanda.
North Tonawanda. Do you know that that's gourmet food for rats?
It is.
Yes.
Why is that?
For my neighbor, I'd be calling on you. You've got to pick up your dog mess. You know what I mean? It's gourmet food for rats.
I never heard that before.
Yeah, I have an exterminator that lives across the street. It used to be Buffalo Exterminating. And that's one of the things. We have a lot of dogs in our neighborhood. And he told us that you can't leave dog mess because rats love that.
Now I feel ashamed.
Yeah, you should.
You know what the thing is, Bobby? Thanks for the call. I do appreciate the tip. I'm going to go out today and clean everything up.
But we've had
everything in our bag. I mean, I groundhog the other week. We've had the foxes. We've had raccoons. We've seen the birds all over the place. The rabbits stopped coming after my dog's, brutalized an entire family, and you know, everything in between. There has been rats, but not in my backyard. Those are more in other people's.
Right, they stay away.
They kind of stay away, I think, because of the dogs.
But to that, if that is true, would rats also like the fertilizer that people put on their gardens? Or no?
Why would that be the same thing?
Isn't fertilizer mixed in?
No, not all fertilizer. Like, you go to get Miracle-Gro, it's not...
No, not Miracle-Gro, but some people do use that as
compost.
Fertilizer.
Yeah. Yeah, I...
So...
It's a little bit of a difference. It's not just like a, you know, you take it 2 minutes later. It's mixed in for a while and, you know, mulched up.
Yeah, I know they don't take it out of your backyard and throw it on their garden.
I don't think that's the same thing.
All right.
I don't tend to think that's the same thing. There's a lot of people you can buy 1,000 bags. Here's the other thing when it comes to buying these bags. I looked at the price. I think it was a bundle of 100 bags for $6. Does that sound right?
Yeah.
I thought it was a little pricey. Just because, right. I mean, you got them when you bought stuff, right?
Right.
They used to be free.
Yeah.
And somebody's saying, oh, you can buy 1,000 bags for $20.
Now that seems like a good deal. If you're telling me 100 for $6, 1,000 for $20 is a good deal.
I think, where I start to get a little... You know, I can't. I would rather buy, even though economically it doesn't make sense, 100 for $6 than 1,000 for $20, because just the thought of myself paying $20 for plastic bags, but is just, I can't bring myself to do it yet.
But a lot of people use them to line their trash cans and their bathroom.
Oh, yeah. I know all the uses where we can't use them anymore.
So that's a good deal.
But you used to get it for free. So the thought of me, even though it's not that 1,000 for 20, just the thought of paying $20 for something I used to get for free all the time is rough.
As long as you're in New York State, that's a better deal because you're not going to get it for free.
I love our text board is now the bag tip line. Like, psst. Here's where you go to get some bags. Hey, they'll still give you plastic bags here. That's the right. I mean, that's
we got 2,000 bags for $13.
I mean, the price is going down. Deal.
Yeah,
the price is going down.
What's the quality of these bags?
That's a big there can't be holes in the bags,
right? Because I want the good, like what Tops and Wegmans used to have. There was a thinner version than that would break very easily. I don't want to get stuck with 2,000 of those.
Yeah, you don't want the ones that are ripped.
Like, yeah.
So a quality bag, solid thickness, can hold the weight of your average bathroom garbage.
Yes.
What's the going rate? I mean, that's the big question here.
Well, I mean, we're talking $13 now for 2,000 seems to be...
2,000 for $10 seems good for me.
I would do that.
That's my price right now.
I don't think I'd ever go through all of them.
Oh, you would. I remember saying that when we had all the bags, like, well, you know what? At least we're set for, I mean, we don't have to worry about, that's a future me problem. I don't have to worry about this plastic bag ban. And in months, it was just, now here I am. We're worried about it again. It was absolutely a problem. You use them way faster than you think.
Yeah, you're probably right.
And then the breakage, you know, some of them will rip.
Yeah.
Got to account for that.
I do like to use them to bring stuff to work. I do miss that. Instead of a backpack, I used to just put everything in a plastic bag.
Oh, it used to be in my briefcase.
Yeah.
Now I have a reusable shopping bag.
I saw that.
Is that really better for the environment?
You went through a few paper bags before you went with the reusable shopping bag.
My paper bag is inside the reusable shopping bag.
Look at that.
Because the new paper bag is too small. I have to bring a hoodie for, you know, here. but I don't want to wear it outside because it's ridiculous. But I can't jam my headphones, water bottle, and the hoodie inside of that small bag.
I get it.
So now I got a bigger reusable shopping bag. It's my work briefcase that my wife makes fun of all the time.
By the way, I am supposed to throw this out there. We were talking about the self-checkout and how I only go and get stuff as I need it. My wife wants people to know that she is not like that, that I'm the only one that will just get stuff as we need it, that she goes out of her way to make sure there's stuff in the apartment.
Yeah, so your cupboards and fridge aren't bare.
No.
If it were up to you, though.
Yeah, of course.
You might as well sell the fridge.
Well, I know what I need when I need it. Yeah. I'm not using the fridge.
You rent out, sublease your cupboard space. Like, hey, yeah. It's a family of four next door. You need some more space?
This storage room will not be used.
$10 a month. Or actually, no. How many plastic bags for 1 month of storage here? Someone said Target always had the best plastic bags. And I think there's something to that. If it was a white plastic bag, it was a little bit thicker. Am I imagining something there?
I think... Well, Wegmans had the greenish bags. I thought they were pretty good.
It was like a tanish.
Tan, yeah.
They were good. The gray ones always ripped.
Yes.
I could never trust a gray plastic bag.
Yes.
And the clear ones.
Awful.
Were they bad?
Yeah.
I'm trying to say. It's been a long time. I can't remember.
Well.
The black ones, actually. Those were the thick ones.
Yes. Yes. The clear ones, the clear ones that said thank you on them were good. The clear ones that had no writing on them were the ones that would break.
Someone saying the one flaw with the self-checkout, they think, is you leave the store with no bags because you don't want to buy a bag. You forgot your bag coming in.
Right.
And you just have a bunch of things. It looks like you're stealing something. I would say don't worry about it.
No.
They're probably used to it more than you think.
Right.
But you do have that feeling, but that is why I always, still to this day, go to the self-checkout. I'll have whatever in my hand with the receipt prominently displayed. Sticking out from that, or just in the hand, like waving it around like it's the golden ticket.
You want to make sure that the receipt gets on the camera.
That's
as
right.
You're walking out.
That's right. Receipt on the camera. Because as soon as I hit the exit, most of the time, that receipt's going in the trash.
Yes.
Right next to the door. So receipt on the camera. I bought this, and we're out of here.
Like they wouldn't see you.
Or actually, now self-checkout, you pay with your phone. And the receipt pops up on your phone, too.
Yeah, that's right.
Except not mine. I have enough
to do. I have to say, I do like it. We talked about this a little bit. I do like the scan as you go. That is a very nice feature.
My wife uses that a lot now. And it is kind of nice. I can't see myself ever really using it. I don't like shopping with my phone in my hand. Even looking at a list on my phone... I get too distracted. I can't do two things at once like that. I'm not good at it. But if we're together, my wife uses it and scans everything, and it is much easier.
The only problem with it is, and if you've tried to film while listening, every time I take the camera to scan the barcode, my music turns off. So for the headphones,
Well, then maybe it's a double plus. Less people with headphones walking around. Before we go, Scott. In Cheektowaga, you're on WBEM. Which color plastic bag was the best?
I'm not so concerned about the color, but if you guys are concerned about the cost of the plastic bags, let me tell you, you need some friends from out of town. I have gotten probably 1,000 bags from my brother in Georgia that he actually went to Amazon or some mail order place and sent me brand new plastic bags, and I can't imagine him spending more than $20 on it, and I got a ton of them. I have a friend in North Carolina. We just went on vacation with them, and they gave us a Dr. Pepper 12-pack carton full of used plastic bags.
You got a real system going on here.
Oh, my God.
My sister-in-law in Florida saved up a bunch of plastic bags, and when they sent us something, in fact, they sent us a bill. They found a Bill's mug down there and sent it, and thought it was the greatest thing to send. Hey, let's send our relatives in Buffalo a Bill's mug. No. They packed plastic bags inside of it. And I was more excited about getting the plastic <That's> bag.
Right. Hey, Scott, thank you. You know, they talk about the unintended consequences of law. There you go. They've turned us all into cross-state bag smuggling operations.
I was going to tell. Guess what? Next, a week from Monday or 2 weeks from today, I guess, I will be here with a lot of Food Lion bags from North Carolina.
Oh, yeah, there you go.
We can divvy them up.
Be part of our interstate
exactly.
Bag smuggling scam. We'll get Joe on it next week.
Especially in the self-checkout, I can take two bags for every one bag I use.
Hey, there you go.
Come on.
We'll be back here tomorrow. BMAS and BMAR on WBEN.